It's time for Chew on This, your health and wellness headlines and media propaganda report with Dr. David Friedman and Miss Tell It Like It Is, the author of the Skinny Bitch book series, Kim Bar-Nguyen.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. Our first headline comes from the New York Times. A new study cast serious doubts on the value of mammograms. A recent study published in the British Medical Journal studied 90,000 women aged 40 to 59 and compared those who had annual mammograms and those who did not. Here's the shocker. More women who got mammograms died of breast cancer over the span of the study than those who did not have the test. They concluded that having mammograms did not save lives. Kim, knowing the background of the politics and the billions of dollars that are made from this test, do these results come to you as a surprise?
You know, honestly, I was shocked. I really was, because, you know, you're just told, especially as a woman, that, you know, when you're in your 40s, especially, you need to have regular mammograms. And without even questioning it, I was one of those people that had that on my list. So I was really surprised, and it made me really dig in there and do some more research. And I think I'm pretty happy that I've been doing self-exams all through the years and
right,
having my healthcare professional do them as well, because they say that is...
Yeah, that's the key.
I think that's the key, right.
That's a key, but not only are mammograms found to be ineffective at saving lives, research shows they can actually cause breast cancer. That's what shocked me, Kim. Just one mammogram produces as much radiation as you'd get from 1,000 chest x-rays. And even the American Cancer Society's website states that the type of radiation used in mammography causes DNA damage. Look it up, folks. It's no secret. This is not some big quiet study here.
Yeah, I was reading, too, and there was a publication not too long ago from the Netherlands, and they were talking about this, too, that repeated exposure to low-dose radiation should be avoided, especially in women that are under 30. So, you know, one hand, they're telling women if it's in your family and you're at high risk, you need to get, you know, tested frequently.
Right.
But these tests, you know, when you're younger and there's radiation involved, can make things worse. So there's other... You know, doing the self-exam and going to healthcare professionals for checkups is the most important thing that you can do.
Right. And, you know, Kim, mammography, we always hear the biggest complaint is that it compresses and squeezes the breast tightly. Well, that can actually lead to dangerous spread of cancerous cells, should they exist. And, you know, to put it non-scientifically, think of popping a zit inside of your body. It's a contained element, and squish, what's going to happen? It's going to spread through there, and studies have shown it does. So, you know, that's awful. But here's the scary statistic. Ready? In 2012, the New England Journal of Medicine concluded that in the past three decades, over a million women have been overdiagnosed, which means they have needlessly been treated, not to mention the emotional stress that they must have said. And, you know, Kim, you say it best, is be informed, talk to your doctor, and, you know, the self-breast exams are the key. The one thing that I do recommend is ask your doctor for the non-invasive technique called digital infrared thermography. It can identify developing breast cancer even 8 to 10 years earlier than mammography, and you can go to breastthermography.com for more information. And as Kim said, self-breast exams are crucial. And let's go to our next segment. We actually got a question from a listener, Kim. Diana Hayes from Florence, South Carolina asks, Dr. Friedman and Kim, please share your favorite herb or homeopathic product. Great question. Kim, what's your favorite natural remedy?
My favorite is tea tree oil. And I can use this on the body. I use it for like cuts. I use it, actually, I was sick, I had bronchitis, and you can put a few drops in some hot water and just kind of inhale that, and it really, really helped me. And I also use it as a house cleaner. You put a couple teaspoons in with 2 cups in a spray bottle. It kills germs, it kills mold and mildew, and so it's fantastic. It's safe enough for your body, yet powerful enough to kill germs and mold and mildew in your house. It's phenomenal.
Oh, it's great. And they sell it in soaps and shampoos. It's great for dermatitis and scalp
drying. Right.
I mean, so many things it can help. So yeah, that's a good one right there. I think that actually should be in everybody's medicine chest, because it does
so
much.
I agree.
So that's good. I have many, but top of my list is something called Arnica Montana. This is a natural treatment for inflammation and trauma. It's great for everything, Kim. Back pain, arthritis, even sprained ankles. And folks, if you're having surgery, taking Arnica will speed up recovery. It's going to get rid of the bruising or decrease it. And I'm telling you, scar tissue heals like nothing you've ever seen. Kim, I've had over a dozen surgeons call me after seeing the results from a patient who I recommended take Arnica. They're blown away by the dramatic healing they witness. Plastic surgeon told me he saw in 3 weeks healing that normally would take 2 to 3 months.
That is amazing. Oh, my gosh. And I believe it. I have a 7-year-old boy, and he sometimes complains of what we think are growing pains. And I just, you know, you can get in a cream, and I rub it on his legs, and honestly, he's like, okay, I feel good now. And he, you know, I swear that helps. So it's something we have in our cabinet as well. So I totally agree with you. It's high on my list as well.
You know what's interesting, Kim? We have a lot of guests on the show that they all have differences of opinion on how to get healthy. But when asked what is the cause of disease, most of them all agree on the one thing. Inflammation is the root cause. They have differences of opinion on what causes it. But if you focus on inflammation, Arnica Montana is an anti-inflammatory. So the long-term benefits of this natural remedy are immense. I mean, who knows what else is doing, but you got to stress the inflammation. Another one I like, Kim, is bromelain, and that comes from pineapple, and that's anti-inflammatory as well.
Oh, that's so good, right. And that's something, I had some stomach problems not too long ago, and that really, really helped me, just eating a lot of, you know, pineapples and papaya and taking supplements. That was great in my healing, so that's a really good one as well. Oh, and the tea tree oil. My son had an earache not too long ago, and we mixed a little bit with some warm olive oil, put it in his ear, you know, kind of mixed it around, and that really helped get rid of his earache. So another tea tree oil benefit.
Yeah, I had a patient who had a wart for 10 years and used tea tree oil, and it removed the wart. It has antifungal, it's unbelievable. So, and it's, you know, it's non-invasive, it's easy to get. You just get a dropper and you put it on if you've got ailments of skin. So that's great that it's on top of your list. I guess another one would have to be garlic, because, you know, that has antibacteria and cancer-preventing properties. And what's interesting, Kim, research shows a drastic reduction in colon polyps after regular garlic consumption. So eating garlic really keeps the colon cleansed, too.
There you go, vampires and colon. Two things you should keep at bay. No, but garlic is something that I think everyone should have in their kitchen for, you know, lots of cooking, but lots of health benefits as well.
Yeah, it does. Also, it's been shown to lower blood pressure because it has a phytochemical called allicin, and studies have actually shown it drops 30 points. So, you know, so many people rely on medication. They really tend to avoid natural remedies. And, you know, we need medication sometimes, but honestly, I think it should be a last resort. A lot of people put it as number one. You know, I've got to get on this medication.
Totally agree with you. And you think of the cost, too. It's so much cheaper. There's so many natural products out there and things, you know, people may already have in their pantry or their refrigerator, not even realizing that you've got it, it's cheaper, and it's more beneficial to you, and most of the times a lot safer.
You know, even with the tea tree oil, one other thing I've seen results with is putting in some water, heating it up, and actually, for sinus, breathing in the fumes. And it's unbelievable how it opens up the pores, it opens up the sinuses. You can breathe better.
Yes, absolutely. Like I said, you know, having bronchitis and using that was so great, and it helped my cough as well. I was just having these coughing fits, and just breathing that in from the steam was so beneficial. And I had a neighbor, a teenager, who had not so great experiences with acne. And I said, you know, here I've got some, why don't you try it, put it on. And it was amazing how, you know, clear the skin was after just a couple weeks. So it's great for everything.
Oh, fantastic. Well, all right. Well, that concludes another Chew on This. You can join Kim and I. You're a dynamic duo of due diligence as we digest more news you can use next time. Podcasts of the show are available at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. Follow Kim on Twitter at SkinnyBitch and me at Dr. David Friedman. We have a power-packed show still ahead right here on To Your Good Health Radio. Stay well and stay tuned.